is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
You're listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network. Call in to live News for the Soul shows daily for intuitive coaching, readings, numerology, leading-edge health information, and much, much more with featured hosts from around the world. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com.
News for the Soul phone lines are now open. Call in now for a free intuitive reading on the air. Dial 646-595-4274. That's 646-595-4274.
It's time now on the News for the Soul Network for the psychic love doctor, Deborah Lee and friends. Since 1996, Deborah has done unique, powerful, life-affirming readings with a deck of ordinary playing cards using the personal prophecy card reading method her grandmother taught her many years ago. Call in now for your reading with Deborah today, 646-595-4274. Let's welcome the psychic love doctor back to News for the Soul now.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to our Psychic Love Doctor show that is on News for the Soul radio. We also are on Facebook Live. We have to warn all of you that if you're tuning in there, Jimbo Baggins, our beloved, what are you? Anyway.
I'm a pissed off asshole right now.
Oh, no, no, no. He was put in Facebook jail for 3 days. So he isn't going to be able to communicate with you.
I can watch. And we, I can see everything. Like Mary
even,
from Ireland, Terry Sue,
so
and Louise
Messenger,
from the UK.
Can you use Messenger at all?
Can't do anything.
Can you?
I can read everything.
Can you go into Facebook?
I can try.
What is it good to do? We can talk to them and say something. Here.
All right. Sounds good.
we'll work
our way around this.
We just won't be typing tonight. And it's a good thing it's not a Wednesday show.
Yeah, it is.
We'd be not having it.
So, anyway, welcome to the show.
Welcome in.
I hear we already have callers.
Yeah, we got callers, so you want to jump in as quick as you can.
Yeah, the earlier in the show that you call us, the better it is for you to be able to get a reading. Now, I want to, as I just mentioned, this is Jimbo Baggins, who is sitting to my right, and he's, like, trying to manage the Facebook Live room.
And I just can't stop my old habits. I keep trying to paste info in there, and I get the middle finger from Facebook.
and he didn't even really do
anything
wrong.
No, Facebook is getting really bad. I mean, pretty soon, instead of that little F, as an icon, it'll be a swastika.
Okay, thank you for that insight.
Yeah, I'll probably get shot now from Facebook. Facebook assassins will come get me.
Remember, Big Brother is watching, listening, probably recording you.
Yeah.
Then we also have Veronica, who's to my left.
Yep.
She prefers to hang out in the shadows. She's writing down your readings. She is also going to give you an angel card reading as we progress, through the show. And it'll be right after your normal reading with me. All right. So everybody in Facebook, just remember, we cannot communicate with you in Facebook Live.
Yeah, can't send any messages, can't even like any comment.
But if you ask a question or something, we'll do our best to answer it.
Just sort of frickin' more handcuffs.
Oh, that coffee.
Yes, we are.
I got some special pumpkin spice, and I am like totally.
Yes, we are drinking. What is it?
Caramel truffle pumpkin spice.
That's really good.
It's freaking amazing. It's like gourmet over here.
So, all right, let's do our normal business and jump in.
Okay.
First of all, remember we're using ordinary playing cards, not tarot, not oracle. We are using angel, but they're not.
Not her.
Yeah, not in my reading that I give you. Also, remember that when you get a reading from anybody, they are simply sharing with you the potential for what is perceived, as on your path to the future. But nothing is ever written in stone. You are still the master of your own destiny in many ways through your own free will. and the choices you make. So this particular style of using intuitive perception to provide insight about the future enables us to very dynamically alter that future in so many ways. And of course, there are certain things that cannot be altered. They're definitely on a direct collision course with us, but we can prepare. And that's a biggie, if you think about it. Knowing that there's going to be a big dispute in, say, your workplace or in your marriage, you can prepare for that and try not to, you know, stir the pot, as they say. So we will demonstrate as we go along. All right, what would you like to add?
Well, I'd like to add a lot of things, but that would get me in more trouble. So first, we'll just stick with the show. We want to give everybody that number, especially for the Facebook folks, too. I can't type it in. Bada-bing. It is 646-595-4274. That is the number to call in. And when you call in on ye cell phone, because that's what it will be, please, if you're one of those speakerphone people, which I'm not saying anything good or bad about it. It helps you multitask or whatever, but don't go speakerphone, please, during these calls. The internet and radio.
You fade in and out.
Sometimes it gets choppy. And especially if you're, and either way, speakerphone or not, don't multitask. Don't be running around doing freaking triathlon or anything like that. Relax. Have a seat.
Right.
Be cool. Be in a good,
excuse me.
Be in a good spot.
Stay away from children.
Be in a good spot where there's no wind, because that little bit of breeze can sound like holy hell on when we finally comes out on our end. If you have distractions, such as what, kids, rabbit dogs, or whatever, put them down.
Do you plan these in advance?
There's no possible way I could do that.
No, it just comes popping right off your tongue.
Yep.
We want to welcome all of our international
viewers
and listeners.
Terry Sue, Mary, and Louise. Both are still here. I think somebody's got to go, though, soon. But you know how it is. They're way ahead of time.
So mm-hmm.
When you got to go, you got to go. So, also, to everybody, this is a call-in show. But if there is a lull for whatever reason, people are busy, technical world zaps us, then we will go to the Facebook Live folks.
But,
and then if they're not around or whatever, then we get, there's some email readings too. So we're never going to just sit here and twiddle our thumbs.
A lot of you were with us. I believe it was last Monday when Annisabel called in. I heard from her. We had told her, let us know how your surgery goes.
Yeah, I'm wondering.
I had told her that in her reading, I saw her husband was going to be so attentive and take good care of her. And she said the surgery is behind her. She's in a lot of pain.
Yeah.
But the hubster is doing a fantastic job.
Good for her.
Taking care of her.
Good. Terry Sue typed in the number for me.
Oh, good. Terry Sue.
Thank you, Terry Sue.
We will put a little something extra in your pay envelope for taking the job as assistant host.
Yeah.
We'll double your $0 salary pay.
We'll give you another one of those free readings.
You know what, though? But that could be helping us. I think
that would be great.
I think I'll have a little gift for you of a phone call reading. Thank you for helping.
All right. And speaking of that, let's hit it, because they're going to stack
up. All right. Let's go.
We're going to area code 216, which is in Ohio. 216.
Ohio. Jerry Springer territory.
Land of Cleve area.
Land of Cleve. All right. Who's with us, please? What's your name?
Oh, this is Desmond. Last time I called, it was
Devin.
Two minutes
Devin
left.
Devin or Desmond?
Desmond.
Desmond.
Desmond. Well, what's happening, Desmond?
It's been a while,
hasn't
it?
Yeah.
Now. What's
happening?
Yeah. Yeah. My female friend. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
You kind of are going in and out.
Okay, give me some.
Do you need any speakerphone? Or
yeah,
my female friend had 3 weeks ago, bruises on her ankle and her arm. She said she at a bar and it was a fight. Somebody had grabbed her arm, and then 3 days ago, I saw another bruise on there. So it was, I know it's BS, but I was wondering how she got it.
Well, I'll do what I can for you.
What are your suspicions?
What are you thinking?
I think you have an idea.
Yeah, I think it might be the father of the children that she stayed with.
So.
The what?
Father of the children.
He called October 11th was when he called last.
Okay.
A few weeks ago.
It does seem longer. Okay.
Forever and ever.
Using a full 24-card layout, everybody, so you know that I'm not just randomly grabbing a couple cards from the deck. This is what I do. If Desmond were coming to my office, or we were meeting over Skype, she would see me laying down all these cards. And I actually, during a real session, do several layouts.
And the folks on Facebook Live can see 90% of the cards you're laying down.
Yep, that's true.
So they can see how it works and the layout and stuff. So she's not just playing with this magical crystal ball that doesn't exist. These are cards, and she's plopping.
Well, I have my suspicions, too. That it is the baby daddy.
Well, I think the fact that he asked, right?
Yeah. And I'm sure that really disturbs you, Desmond.
Yeah.
You pissed him off, I'm sure.
Yeah. And I feel he's going to be leaving. He's going to be heading out of their living together. Isn't that what he said?
That's what she said.
He's leaving for a job. And it won't be long. And he's going to be out of the picture. The problem is I have been in an abusive relationship in the past, and when they leave marks on you, you tend to lie.
Well, that's very common.
Because you know others are just waiting for that chance to, like, attack.
Well,
and
there's
say,
embarrassment. Sure. You know, nobody wants to say I'm a victim of violence. You know, nobody, even though it's not your fault, but somebody, you know, it's terrible.
Desmond, are you aware that she loves you?
She sure shows it different because, I don't know, I guess when that happened, she's been kind of distant. So I don't know if my name came up or he found something because at work, we work together. She's been kind of like, we eat lunch and that's it. Before, you used to talk all day. So I don't know if my name came up in the argument or I don't know.
Sounds like it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it certainly does.
It sounds like that's what happened. He seems pretty sharp. Sounds like he knows.
Where she'd like to really try to step up.
Yeah.
But
be careful.
But she has to be the one to
make that call.
Yeah, I really think that once he gets out of there, he's not a good influence on her or the kids.
Well, yeah, definitely poor kids.
You know, you being her friend is a really positive thing for her, Desmond.
Yep.
And after all this gets behind her, she's going to look at you in a whole new way. I really feel the two of you share a destiny, and I'm not seeing that this guy is going to really rough her up where, I mean, she's going to be full of broken bones or whatever, but that's a bad relationship.
Yeah, it should be no marks.
It's more of a control. I don't think he beats her. I think it's just more of a a control,
Yeah, narcissist control freak.
Never mind.
I agree. And the thing is, she is not going to put up with that.
Yeah, hopefully eventually she'll hit that certain spot where it's like,
I think so.
Pulling the ripcord.
Be prepared. You're the one she's going to look to.
Mm-hmm.
So I really think it's good that you are staying close to her as much as you can. And I wouldn't be surprised if you get a text late at night. I feel, and Veronica's very empathic herself, and don't you feel it's coming where she is going to say...
she's going to call him and contact him. I think that keeping that door open that you guys are friends no matter what.
Well, she needs
even
that right
if
now,
she
too.
Is being distant or whatever, because the guy is probably being a little controlling.
Oh, he's very possessive.
I would definitely say, you know, I'm going to be there for you no matter what, and I think you've already proven that.
Mm-hmm.
So when she does call, because she will, I would definitely, be prepared. I don't know what that would mean, her and the kids coming to your home or whatever, but getting a safe place for her might be where she wants.
You're part of her exit strategy.
Yeah, I think so.
She probably doesn't know it yet.
I don't think she knows it yet either, but it is coming where I don't know if she drinks or if she uses drugs, but there's something there.
He drinks.
He drinks.
And that that can really bring a monster out.
Yeah, there's like two types. There's happy drunks and angry drunks.
Yeah.
I hate the angry drunks, for sure.
Those people need to stop. I mean, even sometimes the happy ones need to stop, too, sometimes. But angry ones never should touch
it. It's going to come to a, what would you call that, like a climax.
Yeah.
Where I am perceiving him leaving the house in cuffs, handcuffs. So anyway, I just want to make you feel rest assured that she does have love in her heart for you.
So basically, your cards say he's spot on what he's thinking.
I agree. You definitely are, Desmond.
Spot on. But we never told anybody that we also have angels tonight. Stand by for your angel card reading. Yeah, we forgot to remind everybody. Shame on us.
It might be yours. It might be hers. It might be both and together. But here it is. Overcoming difficulties. Archangel Jeremiah. The worst is now behind you, and you are surmounting any previous challenges.
And I think that's his awareness.
I think so, too.
And I think Veronica's right. It could encompass both of you.
Yeah, it's hard to say, right, because it does have multiple applications.
We know that it will come, and so just be prepared and be there for her like you have been.
And your cards tell me that she loves your smile.
Aww.
So, Desmond, keep those pearly whites.
Keep on
glowing.
Smiling. I feel awesome that you're a friend to her, no matter all of her garbage. And I think that's the thing.
When somebody's really down and desolate, sometimes maybe just somebody being bubbly and happy, and you make them smile a little bit instead of getting down in the trough with them, and brighten it up. Make it let them know that life
they're
is good.
They're not meant to last
life
together.
Is good outside of that house.
So, Desmond, thank you for calling. You were the one that kicked off our show.
You were numero uno.
Yeah, you were, and we are very happy to hear from it. Now, don't be a stranger. We want to hear how this develops.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, you got to keep them on calling.
All right, Colin.
I'll call back in a couple months. All right, thanks.
All right.
Or soon.
Sounds
you don't have to wait 2 months.
Yeah.
Right. Sooner.
I really think that. Bye-bye, sweetheart. I really think that relationship is with the baby daddy is on its way out the door.
Mm-hmm. It has to be, it's not a if, it's a when.
It is.
Right. But you hope sooner than later in that case for her.
It's got to be hard for Desmond caring so much as a friend to see bruises on her.
Yeah, because you can't legally do anything about it. You want to go there and toss them out a window or something, but you can't do that legally.
No.
But you want to. Then you go to jail. All right. Since I can't
type
it on Facebook, we got more callers. I got it. I'm on.
Yeah, some of them have dropped.
Right. Did you see that little thumbs up?
Oh, yeah.
That means I read it.
Okay.
Okay. We got to do a little instructions here, what I'm talking about. All right. That number to call in is 646-595-4274. We shall go to our next caller. Area code 631, which is in the state of New York. 631.
New York is in the house.
New York.
Hello, New York. Who are we talking with?
D'Angelo.
D'Angelo.
Yeah, okay. I
was just talking about you.
Yes.
All right.
How are you feeling?
I am great.
Cool.
I don't know if you guys remember me from recently about moving in with my boyfriend. I had called about that, I think, last week. I'm not pretty sure. So I know you guys know that we're in like a Mercury retrograde. So a lot of confusion with communication and stuff like that.
Today is the day.
Oh, it's over. Yeah. Thank God. I believe in some tarot readers and some readers I don't really believe, but I really feel like drawn to you when it comes to your readings, and you're always accurate. But I had another reader that told me that that she felt like my spouse didn't have feelings for me anymore, this, that, and the third, which doesn't make any sense to me because he's been trying, but he's been a little bit distant. I feel like he has a lot going on. And I just want to know how you what you pick up on how he feels about me at this current moment.
Okay, first of all, thank you very much for the nice words. I really am grateful to hear that. I never feel threatened when others get readings elsewhere.
They're different.
And so, now when you spoke of the other reader, was this about your boyfriend?
Yeah, I had asked her how he felt about me because he's been, I'm not going to say distance, but I'm going to say our relationship been at a distance a little bit. I went from seeing him every day to seeing him like kind of like once a week now. And it's like, we're kind of, he got his little thing going on. I got mine, but it's like, I want to see him more. And
sure,
I'm the type of person, I need reassurance a lot. I'm a Cancer, so I feel like I need reassurance.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. So good to know that.
Cancers are very sensitive.
Very sensitive and
mm-hmm.
need to have constant reminders that you
they're
are
depressed.
Loved.
And
yeah.
they will go backwards into
and
the sand.
And they will
sand.
Go right back into their shell and into their mm-hmm. sand, and they will stay there. What is your boyfriend?
He's a Virgo.
What is
uh-huh. Yeah.
He's a Virgo. So he kind of likes his distance sometimes, his space. Very unemotional. I'm more of a crier. He's more of a thinker. I'm more of a, yeah. So he's very logical.
Okay, what I'm getting in these cards is that your boyfriend is not getting the kind of response from you that he wants regarding a certain issue or a certain plan. And is he, okay, are you more enthusiastic about moving in than he is? Or is he the one that wants you, hey, let's, you know.
I thought they already moved in.
I feel like I haven't really brought up the question to him. Is it kind of.
Okay. Well, I think it wouldn't hurt. How would you do it, Veronica? You're very creative when it comes to how would you bring up do you each have your own place to live?
Currently he has his own space, and right now I'm living with my mother.
So
I want like a change, and I feel like I'm getting older, so like I want a more, you know, committed relationship. I want to start things, and like, yeah, and I feel like he kind of wants the same thing too. It's just like he's the type of person, when he has a lot going on, it's like he doesn't make space for me. And it's like I need that time. I need that love, or I get bored fast, you know?
Oh, sure.
So,
right. And
yeah.
It's good to know that about yourself.
Right.
And mm-hmm. these are things that maybe having a good one-on-one together.
You better address that before you go down the moving in together.
I think so, too.
I think defining the relationship. So
yep.
That's DTR.
Here are my needs. What are your needs? How do we get there? If we can't get there, then you definitely can't move in.
Then
we
definitely, because it's going to be a whole
if you move
more
in, yeah.
ball of wax.
Oh, yeah. If you move in without having that conversation, it could be
right.
not fun.
Does he know mm-hmm. that you're comfortable about moving out from your mother?
I'm scared. I'm scared to let him know. I'm afraid of rejection, I guess. So,
Yeah, I agree. And it could be something that you really need to handle carefully so he doesn't get this feeling of, oh, my God, she wants to get married.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah.
You know, some guys get really scared.
That part of the relationship needs to be finalized.
I think so.
And then you wouldn't be scared to talk about it if you knew kind of where you guys were going.
Most definitely.
Yeah. I feel, hon, that he wants you to open a discussion.
He
wants to know where you're at.
He might not be the type that is comfortable initiating that type of subject matter.
And he does worry about getting hurt. I see that, mm-hmm. too. Only because he isn't getting that, what did I first call it, like that response
right.
from you.
What he expects.
Yeah.
And maybe his expectations are off.
And maybe the both of you are misreading each other.
Yep.
And, but just think, you got the holidays coming up.
Holiday.
What do we do over the holidays? We express our feelings.
I thought we eat and drink.
We do that too.
Oh, okay, my bad.
And, you've got a darling laugh, I'll tell you.
Right.
Well, you know what? When you eat and drink, sometimes it helps you express your feelings.
It does.
Well,
man,
right.
will open up.
It does help to loosen a little bit of that.
Oh,
you know,
women too. Don't be throwing the guy
your out. Your inhibitions.
Yeah.
And, but, yeah, this is what we think. So we think as, the end of the year, and we're going direct astrologically starting tomorrow, I believe.
Well, right, because we are still in the hump.
Yeah, but it's going.
What hump?
We're in the October 18th. It needs to be tomorrow before you make any of those huge decisions, because today is still in Mercury.
Yeah, changing.
Oh, I forgot about Mercury.
Yes, today is the day. Tomorrow is when you can make those decisions. Not today. It's still in the home.
Okay, so what I think is that the two of you, how long have you been together, first of all?
Two years? 2 years, yes.
Yeah. Oh, it's definitely time to take that relationship to another level. Yeah.
DTR. I would be writing down some stuff.
Like?
Because you don't want to maybe make him feel, you know, pressured. I'd just be like, hey, I mean, only notes for yourself. So you said he's the thinker.
Yeah.
You are the opposite of the thinker.
No, I think she said she's the thinker.
So you are the thinker?
No, he's more of a thinker. And I'm more of like a lover, emotional crier. And he's like,
okay.
What is wrong with you?
So if he's thinking about this at all, but doesn't have a clue where you are, he might also be like, maybe we should talk about this.
Yeah.
I would definitely say, hey, later on this week, I would really like to, on Saturday, Sunday, whatever, define a day. Say, I'd really like to sit down and chat with you. Can we do a dinner or a meal? We have some stuff that I'd like to talk about. And
then
be able to, like...
And do it non-threatening.
Non-threatening, not like, we need to discuss something.
I would say that 90% of the time...
Tim?
We don't want to scare
in a relationship, the women or the guy, they have the exact same agenda, the exact same fear, and they neither one of them knows how to speak up for them.
Right, they don't.
But they won't want to do
it.
Because they worry that if they bring it up, it's going to beat it down. The relationship's over.
Exactly.
But
and
you know
never...
what? If it's going to be over, then it...
But I mean,
out.
My goodness, 2 years.
Yeah.
She loves her.
Now is that
she
time.
She loves him.
Or if not, then
two
now is that
years.
Time.
Yeah. And once before I turn you over for your angel
reading, card
reading, I want to tell you there's a nice sum of money coming to you very soon.
Yes.
And it's very soon. I'm going to go a little long here and say by the end of the year. Because maybe we want to include in January with filing taxes or...
No, you can't even file...
Till February.
Until you get your W-2, and most businesses wait until the last second.
Oh,
I know exactly what that is.
Okay.
We took our Wi-Fi extender offline in that room.
Alexa's wanting to get on the action here.
Yeah, just let you guys know... Our Amazon Alexa in the other room is pissed off because we took a Wi-Fi extender offline to troubleshoot.
Right.
We forgot to tell her about it.
Oh, this money could be a gift. I mean, it fits all sorts of different categories, a bonus, a gift.
Yeah.
Oh, and wouldn't it be wonderful if the IRS contacted you and said,
you overpaid.
Oh, yes, you overpaid. So here's your money back. I don't think they include.
You just don't know. Or somebody goes, oh, we saw that you were part of this class action suit. Here's your piece.
Yeah, and you may have completely forgot
I've
about
gotten
it.
Nothing great, but I've gotten all of a sudden.
I've gotten like $10 or $15.
I've gotten like less than $100.
I've gotten like $2,000.
She got a lot. They told you it was coming.
Yeah.
Yes, I've been manifesting. I've been seeing 777.
Like, oh, that's good.
Like, oh, you bought this.
All right, well, honey, I want you to keep calling us because we're very interested.
Yeah,
in
I'm
going to
keep you guys updated.
Okay.
You know
here
what?
Is your
stand
angel
by.
Card.
Angel card reading.
Your angel card, I think,
right.
is very interesting. So, I have a cleaning business in my professional life. This is my hobby life over here. And
her
when
other
I
life.
Tell people this card is very important, not for your as like your home and your well-being, but also for your brain and for your mental health.
Boy, now you got me fascinated.
I know. Steps on the way to clearing her mind. Clear your space. Archangel Jophiel, get rid of clutter. Clear the energy around you.
I think that's fabulous.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Good advice.
As you get rid of the piles that are in your home, your mind will release those piles, and you'll feel less bogged down.
I'm low-key cleaning right now, too. I've been feeling like it. I've been feeling the urge to clean, but I've been so lazy. So I'm doing that today, so that's funny how you brought that up,
You know, think of what you have to do as a great big salami. That's all the different tasks. You don't want to tackle a whole, you know what I mean, a great big, however long this is, what would this be, like 2 feet? I don't know.
I just don't want, I don't want to go there. We're talking about long salamis. I'm like, I don't know what we need to be talking about that.
I know you can't relate at all, but
bada bing, bada bang.
You just want to cut off a little piece.
I'm not Italian.
A little piece at a time. A little piece of the pie. I do pie.
And when you finally finish your salami, reward.
Your pie.
Yeah, give yourself a nice reward.
Yeah, so if you take yourself.
Okay.
I know that, I don't know if you're a TikTok fan, but there's a lady I follow. Her name is I Suck It Cleaning, and she's doing a 30-day challenge. And right now, if I had not already done six of those last year, I would be on that road as well.
So that's always something for us to consider.
Yeah.
Well, keep us posted. You know where to find us.
Yeah, exactly.
Indeed.
All right, hunts. Take care.
All right.
Have a good
Thank you, guys.
Sure. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Okay, before we go to the next caller, we are over the hump.
Wow,
we're on the downhill run to the end of the show,
time is
baby.
Just flying.
We climbed the peak, and now we're smoking down that hill. So, we like to give everybody that number, because call in to get the priority. 646-595-4274 is the number to call in. And also a reminder that the show is for entertainment and informational purposes only.
We put that out so that you don't...
Like a newbie disclaimer.
Yeah, go reckless with something.
But we like new people.
Yeah.
But we want to give them a disclaimer so they don't walk in and thinking like, oh, well, this is it. This is like timeshare on light.
I'm going to
get a reading. I'm going to buy in forever.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. Don't do that because the future is dynamic. It changes every microsecond.
It does. All right, let's move us along.
And we're not going to leave. We're going to stay in the same state of New York. We're going to go to area code 212, New York.
Ooh, New York.
212.
Hi, what's your first name, please?
Oh, hello. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Kit Kat.
Oh, Kit Kat.
Everybody, give me a piece of that Kit Kat bar.
Yes, we do that every time we call.
Well, then why would we stop?
So, what's
the cute name? Thank you.
Yeah.
I was wondering. I'm hanging in, I guess. Pretty much, for the most part.
Do you have anything specific you would like to look at?
No, yeah.
Yeah, I just wonder what's up for me. But I also was curious. Earlier today, I had a strange, an interesting experience, and I wasn't sure, was I actually feeling and kind of channeling Nick and embodying something, some healing thing within me. And then later, I was channeling an old friend who had passed before him, and we weren't actually, you know, on great terms when she passed. Anyway, that's a long story, but, you know, so she was, we weren't that close in the end, and I was like, really? Am I imagining these people? Was it some weird daydream, or was it anything real?
Ooh.
It's pretty deep, complex stuff.
It is.
I'm
glad I'm not sitting here doing the cards.
Really?
I think that it's been a little while.
That's not for a novice card reader. That's for somebody that's done it for 30-plus years.
Well, and the thing is, too, it resonates when you're talking about passed away, you know.
Yeah, but you've been doing this for, like, forever.
That seems like it.
I'm saying, like, if somebody's been doing this for 10 years, they might be like, whoa. I don't think I can handle that one.
I've got the chills there multiplying.
I think I'd be like, we got a bad connection or something. I'd be like, oh, my God, I can't do this. She can do it.
Well, Nick's presence is definitely here.
I was thinking.
You know, that man really adores you. And still, you know, on the spiritual level where he's at, everything I see here is about you in reference to him.
That's a good thing.
He wants so much for you to have. A new soulmate partner, someone to, and do you have anybody that might be on the horizon for you in that way? I mean, are you kidding? No, well, he is. He's actually going to somehow, I don't, you know, one thing I don't really understand is how much power they may have on the spiritual level, what they can actually accomplish.
I mean, who really knows that?
Maybe it's limitless.
We don't know.
Because I see him wanting to point you in the direction. And for this man, there is another man here that he has basically picked out for you.
Aww.
Now, isn't that sweet?
Isn't that special?
Yeah, and is somebody new or somebody I hope it's not anybody I know. Anyway.
It is not someone you know.
So it would be a newbie.
It's someone coming without any baggage or that you've shared any type of history
so
with.
So pure newbie.
Oh,
pure.
Yeah.
Yep. Hello, stranger.
And I really feel 2022 is going to be a year filled with miracles.
It's got a cool ring to it, 2022.
I know it does.
I like it.
Remember, 2020 was supposed to be the year of insight. We didn't know what was going on with 2021. Mm-hmm. And then now 2022 is a brand new leaf.
Well, I have gotten the word clarity for 2020. Oh, boy, all these. Yeah, 2020. Clarity, like 2020 vision.
Right. And then,
and
know,
then 2021.
Yeah, it was vision like.
Was consistency. Like we're all adopting new ways of
new
life.
New ways of life. Yep,
you
yep,
know.
Yep.
Being aware of others, the virus, the,
right.
You know, things have changed.
Cyrus, the virus.
So now I think that 2022 is going to be a year of a lot of blessings.
Yeah.
You know, so many of us have had to endure and sacrifice.
In different ways.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, some more than others.
But, Nick wants you to have this new relationship. It's like a gift.
Oh.
You know, I feel his presence.
I'm sorry.
Pardon me?
You broke
just
up.
Are you getting any details about this person?
Yes.
I feel the
man that's coming for you is depicted as a diamond, king of diamonds. Nick is the king of clubs, which says a lot about both of their personalities. Now, the king of diamonds is someone that's very well practiced in, say, handling money, conducting transactions.
Diamond?
Could likely own his own business. Often they fall into the category of corporate and, you know, being in a corporate position.
Like suit and tie, maybe.
Stock market.
It's just not blue-collar grunt hauling.
No, not at all. No.
People in management or something. It does, management
like
type position.
Not like stocker market.
No. And he's not going to come wearing a barrel, that's for sure. This is a man that is capable of really making all sorts of dreams and wishes come true. Like if you've always wanted to go to Greece.
Well, I think it's very funny that our cards are coinciding here.
Yeah.
This is the card I got for her.
Oh,
are you ready?
Well, wait. No, I wanted to mention.
Yeah, I just wanted to say something
away.
About that.
A couple more things.
The female that passed away.
Yes, sir.
She is aware that you feel a little down,
mm.
and wants you not to own that. You're going to hear from her more and more.
Interesting.
I feel the two of you have shared at least one other lifetime, if not more. We would have to look at that. Sometime.
Holy guacamole.
But there's a real kindred spirit connection here. And she wants
who are
you
referring to? I'm sorry.
The one that, the female
the
who...
The friend that passed away.
Your friend that passed away recently. You were wondering if that was
that I asked
you...
about. Oh, wow.
Yes. That one.
Yeah, I did feel very connected to her when she was alive, but then she got mad at me for something silly, and that was that. Oh, well.
We do that.
And you know that when they pass from earthly existence, they go to a very loving realm filled with, like every wonderful thing.
Well, and they probably shed themselves of all those stupid, petty, emotional
things,
and they're like, oh, that was dumb of me.
Yeah, she's going to let you know. One thing I think you're going to hear is her first name a lot, and it's like it was meant for you to be aware to be thinking.
She was there.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, Kit Kat, you got awesome cards. You really do. Something big is coming up for you in 2022 also. Looks like it's kind of in a professional vein, but I know we got so many waiting.
We should wrap it up
And
move along to your angel card reading. Stand by.
Well, as I was telling Deb, and I had to interrupt her to tell her about your card, I thought it was very, very interesting that she mentioned some expensive things coming.
Expensive?
So your card is the prosperity card with Archangel Ariel. Your material needs are provided as you follow your intuition and manifest your dreams into reality. Well, I need that card.
Living in a material world.
Right.
Well, we have a lot to be grateful, those of us who are still walking and talking and breathing.
Right.
I mean,
I don't care, no matter what's happened to me. I know I have to be grateful because you can look not too far away and see a lot of people that would rather be in your spot.
You had shared with me, Jimbo, that more people have passed away from COVID this year.
And the year's not up yet. The year is not up yet.
So, in other words, Kit Kat, go forward and prosper.
Yep.
Live long and
really
prosper.
Live long and prosper.
Live long
and
prosper.
Thank you. I love it.
All right.
So says Spock.
Yes.
That's what you should be for Halloween, Jim.
Spock?
I don't know.
He looks like, what's his name from The Office? Kevin.
No!
That's
Kevin
nice.
Is
I went
an
from
idiot!
Spock to Kevin.
Kevin, no!
Shoot me in the back of the head now, please.
Okay, we're moving on.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. You guys do a job.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I feel bad that she thinks we're adorable for the fact that we just called poor Jim Kevin.
Yeah, instead of Spock, the logical being, and Kevin
like
is basically one step above a person with mental disability.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. We still got time. People can call in, 646-595-4274. That is the number to call in. And the next caller is always the mysterious. All ones.
Ooh. Really?
Never know where they are from. All ones.
Maybe calling from heaven.
Well, hello there. Who's on the line with us, please?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello? Oh,
hello?
Hello, doctors. Oh, my God. That's so much fun.
Oh,
thank you,
Melissa.
Doctors.
It's nice to hear you actually not whispering.
Yes. That was
you must not be at work.
That was a very mysterious call.
Yeah, twice we had to have you with Whisper Girl.
So tell us.
I know, I don't like it even though it's at work. I was. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
But yeah.
Okay.
You said I love talking. I'm so glad to talk to you. I'm going to go ahead, man.
Yeah. Tell us how you have been.
Oh, been busy. Being positive, working, and a lot of work and helping one of my parents and never looking. And I know I always ask, but from the past, I never did anything. It was just a conversation. I never proceeded. I just asked. You're going to laugh at me because I'm just cautious. I don't want to go into, so I have my limitations. I got so much going on. But you always been great. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. What would you like me to look at the cards for you?
Anyway, my question is, so, again, I know, and I'm kind of embarrassed, but please, I am conservative. So that it just happens. I want to proceed as a friend because the other ones don't count. I didn't do anything. So now he's a love doctor. The love doctors know here exactly about relationships, and this is a good relationship question. So I have this gentleman. He's a little bit younger than me, not too young, but he's a little bit younger. But his mind is, like, very intelligent. And just, like, I like him, I do, and I'm going to go as a friendship. I'm always patient, always been patient. I just want to know if he likes me because he is showing me signs, but again, I'm always patient. I think.
Okay, wait a minute.
All right, we're putting the cards down, and we don't have a lot of time, so we gotta summarize this. So it sounds like you have somebody
new
in your life. A guy. It sounds like he's younger.
A new guy.
And you want to know how that is going to play out, I guess.
You got it. Thank
or,
you.
And then yeah. Is he at your work?
Yeah, we got a rock.
He's at my work, different departments. His name is David.
David.
Okay. Well, the only thing I see that represents any kind of red flag for me is that this would be a guy who wants to keep it quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And I always wonder about that.
I hate those guys. I'm just saying.
That I want to keep it quiet.
I am a sparkly diamond. I do not need to be hidden.
Well, I'll tell
and
you,
I think Melissa's the same.
I think he's still nursing a broken heart over a woman from his past, this younger guy, David. Okay, and there's a lot of not want. I mean, he is ready for change, ready to move on.
Ready for change.
And you know, I'm finding that a lot of younger men will go for a somewhat older woman.
Even if it's just a couple of minutes.
Yeah, because I think their men are starting to feel an attraction to maturity and grace, you know, and class.
Mm-hmm.
The young women that are out there today, they remind me of flappers from the 20s.
Hmm.
If you've ever looked back in history, these were girls that were really pushing the limit on a lot of things, doing things that for that particular age, which I'm trying to, the roaring 20s, was a lot of it was very inappropriate.
Oh, well, yeah.
So I think it's pushing men
a
little bit.
Back then, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's kind of now playing out again, yeah, where they are being rather inappropriate and men are starting to look at younger, more.
Yeah. It's absolutely.
More elegant women with intelligence.
Right.
So I really think that you should let him be the one to make the move.
To pursue.
Yeah, but give him a nice smile. Tell him he looks really good, you know, in an outfit he's wearing.
Right.
I think men like to get complimented.
They really do. They kind of love it.
Yeah. So being so short on time, my dear, we're going to give you your angel card reading.
Angel card reading.
Okay. Well, your card is sitting next to another card, and I'm just going to tell you what they are. You got a brilliant idea with Archangel Uriel. Your idea is divinely guided.
To go with him. Or
and relationship harmony, which is Archangel Raquel. We angels are opening the hearts of everyone that is involved. So I feel that you needed to have both those cards read.
Say bye-bye.
And
and also I feel that her striking up a friendship with this younger fellow is going to cause the other one. To
she's
get a little
back shook. In there, yeah.
So we have to let you go, Melissa. We have one more caller we must take.
It was good to talk
to you.
Thank you
very much.
We miss you.
Yeah, please call us again soon.
We're up against it.
Thank you, honey.
Up against the wall.
Yep.
All right,
we'll
thank
talk
you.
To you.
All right, let's hit it.
Oh.
Hit it.
When we dropped, I thought we had dropped, so we're going to 845 in New York. 845, you're up, and we only got a couple minutes.
All right, New York.
So we got to hit it hard.
All right, what's your first name, please?
Hello?
Yes. Your first name?
My name is Maria. You're calling from New York.
Maria.
Yes, we've heard from you before, have we not?
Yes, a long time. Yeah.
Okay. Well, tell me real quick. You're going to take us out to the end of the show.
We have less than 5 minutes, so this has to be bam, right to the point.
Listen, this week they're going to do and the court the settlement. You think you're going to be my favor? I'm going to win?
Disclaimer.
All right. Now, I've got to tell you that the Internet gets the powers that be get upset
not allowed.
If we start giving out either legal advice or medical because we don't have the education or the credentials. But I can take a look and see how you're going to feel about the settlement. And I hope that you are manifesting, you know, manifesting to me is almost like a prayer that you're putting out that you want to receive abundance.
Yeah.
So let's see here.
So we can tell, she said specifically, we can't tell you what's going to happen specifically, but might be able to help give you some insight on how you are going to feel after.
Right.
You get the news.
Yeah, 4 minutes.
Yeah, I got you. Just keep telling us.
Okay.
I got it. We gotta rock this reading. Rock it inside.
Yeah.
She has no idea what you're talking about.
And those of you in Facebook, as I'm laying the cards out, those of you on watching Facebook Live, Jimbo has been in Facebook jail.
I am.
And has not been able to communicate.
I have Facebook handcuffs on.
Yeah.
Right.
And I didn't even use their name in vain.
No.
Right, you just said something about unicorns and rainbows.
I just said something about, you know, nobody
right.
can say whatever they want anymore.
Maria,
bam.
I really feel looking at your card that you should brace yourself for what decision is coming. Now, this can change. Court is always so iffy in cards. Last minute changes.
Right, people can come out of nowhere and got your back.
So for you, I want to say be prepared. By being prepared, you're making a choice on how you will react to the news.
Yeah, or,
okay.
Yeah, it's good to have some ideas of things that could be happening.
Yeah, so that's what I'm going to tell you, and just very positive mind about this, all right?
That's all you can do, right?
The best
okay.
I can do for you.
Try to, like, oh,
yeah. Your angel card.
For the best plan for the worst.
Really.
Here, I thought was very interesting. As soon as I got it, I stopped on it. So take back your power.
Mm-hmm.
Archangel Raziel, use your God-given power and intentions to manifest blessings in your life.
Give it a
So keep on thinking good thoughts and keep yourself grounded so that whatever is the result of this.
Awesome. You're right. Awesome.
It won't. I mean, I'm not saying because I don't know nothing.
I don't want to.
I would say just ground yourself and make sure that you are prepared, just as Deb said.
Yeah.
And call back earlier so you can get a longer reading.
Yeah, we would love to talk more
next
with
time,
you.
Next time, be first instead of last.
Because they're going to be shutting the lights out on us here real quick.
That's right.
Maria,
right.
It was good to talk to you. We
it's
hope
been
to
last
hear from
call
you soon.
For a while.
Yes, thank you, Maria. Blessings to you.
And I want to thank Terry Sue.
Okay,
who's
helped.
Helped me because I have Facebook handcuffs on, so she's been filling in the for me.
What a little trooper.
And she's in another continent, well ahead of our
time. Yeah, they're very late there.
Yes.
So, Terry Sue, I'll be in touch with you. Thank you.
Yes.
Like
it.
Your
like
help.
You very much.
All right.
A happy little...
Uno momento.
I want to thank my Jimbo
Baggins.
Co-host, and my Veronica.
You're welcome.
Who really is... She is so empathic.
I'm trying Gentleman. To clean while
yeah.
I...
And to all of you.
Whistle while you work.
Without you, we have no show. We just be sitting here looking at each
Under
other. So thank you so much. Leaving you now with Grandma's words. To dream is to believe. Once you believe, all things are possible. Take care, everybody. We love you. See you next Monday. Bye-bye.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
News for the Soul Radio will begin its 24th year of broadcasting in January 2021. After nearly a quarter of a century of grassroots investigation and exploration into the unknown and lesser-known realms to discover what's really real and what's really possible, with News for the Soul founder journalist Nicole Marie Whitney at the helm, we now find ourselves here in this pivotal moment in human history. Staying in our power and in our hearts is more crucial than ever. We are continuing to work 24/7 at News for the Soul to uncover truths and techniques to best maneuver through challenging times. we are increasing our broadcasting hours to support and serve in the highest way possible. Tune in daily to discover hosts and radio shows, and also to hear Nicole Marie's latest cutting-edge interviews with luminaries of our times speaking to what's happening in our world today. From a conscious perspective, community, consciousness, and positive empowered focus are crucial. We are here for you. Go to newsforthesoul.com to find out more. That's newsforthesoul.com, and spread the word so others can avail themselves to this free resource as well. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Call in to live News for the Soul shows daily for intuitive coaching, readings, numerology, leading edge health information, and much, much more with featured hosts from around the world. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com. You're listening to the News for the Soul radio network.